1039 WDKX online right now at WDKX.com. Joining us during this very tough time and a lot of questions is the president of the Rochester City School Board, Van White. Van, we've been doing these conversations over the years, ever since I first got out of Brockport.
That's right.
This is probably going to be one of the toughest conversations we've ever had because it involves all of the controversy about $50 million overspent. What do you have to say about that accusation?
Well, first thing is, I don't think it's the worst conversation you and I have ever had. We've had, unfortunately, a lot of difficult conversations. I can think of conversations that we had about Stephanie Givens before I became a regular on DKX. Even the loss at number 12 school, Trevion, right? That was, to me, more difficult. It involved the loss of human life. But with respect to this, this is no doubt a difficult conversation to have. Let me start off by saying none of this comes to light unless the board does what it's supposed to do. Little background. We engage, by contract, the services of an external auditor. That's an outside accounting firm. Every year to reconcile, to look at our year-end expenditures, to come up with a financial report. That accounting firm identified something just last week, called the Board of Education's Auditor General, that's an employee of the Board of Education, informed her, Ms. Wheeler, that there were some concerns. They contacted me and Terry, and we immediately contact the community to tell them generally what had happened. Now, let me tell you, people throwing around numbers like it's ice cream and cake. It's not responsible to throw out numbers. I read in one newspaper it was a range of $20 million.
So wait. You the number I heard is 50.
That's right. You're not the only person who said it. A lot of
you're
people said
you're saying 50 is not an accurate number.
It is not an accurate number. And what I'm saying to people is the first thing you want in government, I think, is to be transparent. When we became aware of a problem, we didn't wait. We didn't wait for somebody else to disclose it, some anonymous source. We came forward with the information ourselves to the extent we had it. Now, we don't know the exact number. Responsible government is not just throwing out numbers or ranges. Or I had one reporter say, was it more than a million or less than a million? Less than 200 million, less than 200 million. That's not responsible government. What we said we would do is give people the facts. And it's taken some time to get those facts together. Let me add the human side of this. I don't know if Everton Sewell has ever been up here, but he's our chief financial officer. Mm-hmm. During the course of this annual review, Everton, sadly, his father passed away. So just in the less than half a week that this has been involved, our chief financial officer has been dealing with a very difficult personal situation, loss of his father. So we haven't had him online and on staff to help us figure this thing out. Again, the Board of Education hired an external auditor with a different set of eyes, no stake in the game, to look at our numbers. We do this every year.
But Van, if it's 25, I'll give you half. I'll give you $25 million. That's a lot of money.
It is.
It raises a lot of questions. The question I guess would have, you said you just found out about this about a week ago.
Yep.
So who is monitoring and who is responsible for this? Because you know this will cost jobs. This will cost care for city school kids. This may even involve resignations. So we're talking 25. I'll give you half. $25 million overspending. Now you've got, of course, City Hall. And now Congressman Joe Morelli wanting to bring in the DOG, Department of Justice, to find out where this money goes. Because this is state and federal.
Well, listen, I'm not talking about telling you it's $25 million. I'm not saying it's $50 million. I'm saying it's not responsible for people to be speculating about what the number is.
So let me tell you
why.
Well,
let me tell you why.
Because we don't have an accurate number. Well, we don't have an accurate number. Right. But my question would be, who is responsible for this?
But the first thing is you said is, well, let's say it's 25. I'll give you 25. That's not responsible. And the reason why.
Because it's
not
responsible. Worse than that.
Well, but here's the reason why. Because the number does dictate what might have to happen. So if you talk about $50 million, you're talking about people's jobs.
Significant. So, we're talking significant.
So
man.
The goal here should be.
Significant number.
The goal here should be.
A significant number, Van.
The goal here should be for the people to expect its servant to come up with the facts, the accurate facts. And that's what we're trying to do. The first thing we did is we let people know that there was a problem. A lot of governments, you've been around long enough. Government will cover it up.
We'll
we did not
up.
Do that.
So you're saying before last week, you had no idea that the books were off $50 million.
Now, let me tell you something about those books. people, and you've heard it.
You said you had no idea.
Here, let me tell you.
Did you? You didn't know.
Let me tell
week ago, you.
You let
know.
Me tell you what people.
Did you know
doing.
Before
let
a week ago?
Let me tell you what people know.
You didn't
me
know. Or you did
let
know.
Let me tell you what people.
It's a yes
know.
Or a no.
Oh, it's absolute no. But okay. Let me tell you why I did not know. And you and a whole bunch of other people say. I think you and a whole bunch of other people say the Board of Education should not micromanage. We should not be looking over the shoulder of the finance director, the principals in the schools. How many times have you heard people say, Van, particularly the Democratic Chronicle, you micromanage. Don't be, let the superintendent and let his staff, the distinguished educators, do what they need to do. So we are not there when the checks are being written, when people are being paid on the daily.
Do you approve them?
We don't approve on a daily basis when checks are being paid. We approve contracts, absolutely, when they're passed by resolution. So you get X, Y, and Z organization. They're going to provide services to special needs children. We approve that contract. Absolutely, absolutely. And then the district is authorized to spend up to that amount of money. But here's the thing. We did what the law and general accounting practices require to do. None of this. You and I are not having this conversation unless the board did what it's supposed to do. In other words, we look from a 1,000-foot view, and we provide an annual external audit to reconcile. These are year-end spendings, Tariq.
Yes.
So what we do, what we're required to do is an organization, supervisors, overseers, is not be there when the checks are being written on the daily. What we're there to do is provide oversight. And what we do, consistent with general accounting practices, is we hire an external auditor to look at those numbers.
Will heads roll for this? If it turns out to be, I don't care if it's 50, I don't care if it's 25, I don't care if it's $5 million over. Will there be heads that will roll for this? Because now we're heading into a world of criminal. And I'm not saying that something.
$50 million
is a lot of money.
See, you're throwing out that number.
$25 million is a lot of money.
That's not what responsible government does, right? Listen.
All right. Well, I'm in the what the hell happened and who will pay for this sort of thing.
But listen, Tariq, what people want. Is they want responsible government. Responsible government gets facts first and then acts. We don't put out indictments when there's no indictment.
Well,
that was a prosecutor.
Your accounting firm said that there is a significant financial issue that you had to incorporate your superintendent and your board about. So it can't be small. If it was $500,000,
we wouldn't have sent the letter. Absolutely. Exactly.
So it's big.
Although there are governments that would have not told anybody.
But it's big. And so the question now goes to how big is it, which we will find out.
We'll find out.
And number two, someone you know full well in these type of stories with this type of money and now this many eyes, someone's going to be the fall guy.
Listen, again, I'll repeat. The citizens of this community are entitled to the facts. Now, listen, don't shrug your shoulders and say, oh, my God, we're talking about facts.
This is not good.
If this, you've brought up some kind of criminal allegation with no facts to warrant that.
You're right.
That's not responsible.
You're right.
That's not responsible.
But
don't do that in good government.
Heads do roll when there's that much money missing. You know that. I'm not saying somebody did something criminal. They either miss oversight or they don't know what they're doing.
But see,
and I'm not saying
they
don't.
Here's the thing, Tariq. You used the word criminal.
I did.
Yeah. Well, and what basis? What's the basis for that?
I'm not saying somebody's going to go to jail for it, but it is a criminal act when we overspend $50 million.
Do you know that? Come on, Tariq. You've been around me and other lawyers long
enough
to know.
Either somebody doesn't
know.
I will say this.
Do you honestly have facts that show that something criminal happened?
I'm not saying something criminal happened.
Don't use words like that. That's not responsible.
I can because it's $50 million.
$50 million makes it criminal.
Then why would you bring in the DOJ? Department of Justice?
Why
bring in the Department of Justice when federal money and state money is coming in? They believe something is wrong or crooked. You don't bring in the DOJ just to make sure.
You've been around this station and around this community long enough to know that people do things for all sorts of reasons. You have seen a variety of good people. Names be besmirched because somebody says, let's indict somebody.
I'm not saying
concluding that something criminal happened because Joe Morelli sends a letter to Barr. Does that mean Barr accepted it? Does that mean Barr says there's a criminal matter? Look at the logic that you leap to.
It's okay to not be upset when $50
million I wasn't upset. That's not what we're talking about.
All right.
You're using words like criminal. That's not fair.
That's a lot of money, man.
No one's arguing that it's not a lot of money, but to jump to this logical conclusion that it's criminal because it's a large amount of money not fair.
So let me, other
you're
than
talking
coming
about
up
people's lives.
Yes, man. We're talking people who will be affected by this because they will have have no job because there's overspending. That's I am why talking we about have people's lives.
External auditor.
It's also why I'm talking about
have an external auditor. Our
kids.
Out.
Our kids will be affected by this. The people employed with the district will be affected. You might be. They've asked for your resignation.
One commissioner has asked for my resignation, and she's not going to get it.
Okay.
Right, that's just the reality
that's
of that.
That's a clear statement.
Because listen, one of the things you and I have talked about over the years is kids out in the streets, families out in the streets, quitting for all sorts of reasons. What kind of example would I set when the going got tough in a job that before I took it was already difficult, 39% graduation rate, already running a budget deficit when I took and got involved in this district. What kind of example would I be setting when the going got tough if I quit and cut out? I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
If you come back to me and you say, okay, yes, it wasn't 50 million, it was 40, it's still bad. If you come back and say it was 10, it's still bad. But when you involve now state, the Department of Justice.
No one. The only
believe one thing. Listen. Hopefully, it was a clerical error, and somebody either doesn't know what they're doing, or somebody took something.
Listen to what you're saying, Tariq.
What else could it be?
You've been around enough lawyers to know there hasn't even been an indictment.
I'm not saying there's an indictment.
Nobody's been charged.
Just because
a congressman sends a letter to the attorney general, you're throwing around words like
he threw around Department of Justice. Department of Justice doesn't come in for what reason? You're a lawyer, Van.
Wait.
Why would you call the Department of Justice?
Stop. You said the Department of Justice come in. They haven't come into anything. What are you talking about?
He's asked them to come in.
He simply wrote a letter. You could write that letter.
Oh my God.
No, think about it. No, you say, oh my God, think about it. You're saying because somebody wrote a letter to Department of Justice, that means a crime has been committed.
It just happens to be a congressman. A congressman wrote a letter. If Tariq wrote a letter, I don't think it'd be as big. A congressman wrote the letter.
Tariq, really? Come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
You've been around long enough to know.
You don't see how serious this is?
Tariq, if I didn't see how serious it is, we wouldn't have sent the letter to the community, to the mayor, to the chancellor, to the commissioner of education. We sent that. Our auditor draw it to our attention, and we said that nobody would even know about this, but for the fact that the Board of Education
said it's
a problem.
Did somebody drop the ball?
We want the facts, Tariq. We don't know yet.
Right.
We don't know the facts yet. Right. Do you want the facts, or do you
want a public hanging?
I don't want a public hanging. That's what they used to do with witches. They would just say, you're a witch without the proof.
Halloween is coming, but this is no joking matter.
Here's to answer your question. No one's joking. No one's joking. We were the ones who brought to attention, but listen, let me tell you something. There will be a public airing. We said in our press release, we said in our letter to the mayor, to the chancellor, to the commissioner, that we would reveal all the facts come October. And in fact, if people watched Terry's video yesterday, he said there'll be an accounting of the facts by this week. That's what people should expect, transparency and facts.
So if nothing comes by the end of this week, or it's as bad or just as bad as we think it is, we don't know what
it is.
Tariq,
I wouldn't have sent the letter if I didn't think it was significant.
I think this is the perfect opportunity for the school board, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying somebody did criminal. I'm just saying the Department of
Justice.
But
then don't use that word.
Well, then I'll say that. Well, I didn't say the word.
Just because Joe Morelli sends a letter to—
He's a congressman. Why would a congressman send a letter
to
the
Tariq, have you watched— Have you watched CNN lately? Do you realize that they have agendas and they have things that they do that aren't necessarily related to the facts?
So you think this is political? You think Morelli did this politically?
I'm saying you're concluding that just because a person sends a letter to the Department of Justice—
just one person.
You're talking about one letter that went from one congressman.
From a congressman.
You jumped to the conclusion that, therefore, a crime has been committed.
No,
that's not right.
I didn't say a crime was committed. It implies that something's going on and there's only two outcomes. Somebody messed up the accounting, which is a mistake, or somebody did something to divert the money in another direction.
This community—
there's only two answers here.
This community did not need anybody to send a letter to Attorney General Barr to know that there was a problem. Why? Why? Because the Board of Education brought this whole challenge, this whole issue, to the community's attention. Nobody else did. We did.
I understand that. And we did it
as a result of a normal accounting procedure.
And the people, let me just say this for one thing. On the outside looking in, the people are looking for accountability.
Oh, absolutely.
Will they get it?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
We said you'd have it by October the 8th, but in fact, Terry said yesterday there'd be some answers this week.
Okay. All right. Cool.